Today's date, September 16th, 2021. Time is 2:11. Present is Sergeant Ben Friedman. And Lieutenant William Bosworth will be calling Billy Broussard at 337-316-6193. Starting to think I said the date wrong.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Billy. Sergeant Friedman here with Louisiana State Police.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so if you have a second to talk, we've been looking at this, I guess, for about a month now. We reviewed it. I spoke with Ben Palia and Mr. DeBogier. We went and reviewed the chronological report that you had sent me, and
yes, sir.
I can't verify who actually wrote it, and both of Ben and I can't think of his first name, but DeBogier.
Are you talking about Mark DeBogier?
Let me see what his. I believe it's Mark.
The email comes from Mark to Ben.
Yes, so I called Mark, and he does not remember what that email, where it came from. He actually said that he did not write that document, and that he actually noted out some inconsistencies in the document. And when I called Ben Palia, he said the same thing. He doesn't know who that email was sent by, who authored it, and... basically, at this point, I can't verify its accuracy or who wrote it. I can't put it in the report.
So you're saying Mark DeBogier? The email on the document shows it's from Mark DeBogier to Ben Bly. You know, you do recognize, you do see that, right?
Yes, sir. I did see that. That's why I contacted them.
And they're saying that. So you're saying they're saying. Neither one of them ever sent or received it.
That's correct.
So even though it shows it came from them and was sent like from Mark DeBogier to Ben Palia, both of them are saying that they had nothing to do with that.
Correct.
I know people forget, but isn't it a crime to lie to state police in an investigation?
No, sir.
It's not a crime to lie to. So just say somebody can lie to you in an investigation, and there's nothing wrong with that.
People lie to me all the time.
All right. The way I got it was through a public records request. And I got it walking out of a meeting with Mark DeBogier, and Mark DeBogier said, do a public records request. And I got that. I'm sure he'll remember that because I recorded the meeting, and he's the one talking.
Yes, sir.
So I got his voice. You know, even discussing some of what's in that email. So, so Mark DeBogier said he did not send that email.
That is correct.
And Ben Palia is saying he never received the email.
That's what they both told me. Yes, sir. And I asked them if they remembered who they thought would have authored it, and neither could give me an answer. They both remembered the incident. You know, the whole gravity drainage deal. But when I specifically asked them about this chronological report that you sent me, I forwarded it to them, and we went over it line by line, and both of them denied ever seeing that or sending it or writing it.
Okay, because I have one other email, I think, and on the top corner of that, does it say, does it give a name, like a lady's name, maybe Danielle Amon or something, Amon or something like that? Because I'm trying to remember, because when I got it through a public records request, maybe even at another time, the legal counsel for GOSAP, that's who, I guess it was sent to her and through the public records request channels. And because that's how I got it. That's how it could, you know, just to say, if you did a public records request and or when look at the same way I got it, is, you know, the same way anybody else can probably get it. I mean, I know it's a prior administration,
mm-hmm.
but bottom line, that's how I got it, was through a public records request.
And I completely understand what you're saying. And yes, the name is Danielle Amon, But
yes,
what it looks like, though, I mean, it really looks like a photocopy of that somebody just put that email on there from the Bojangles to Ben Palia.
So well, I can try to find the actual, maybe even the CD or the hard drive. Now, not saying so you're saying it looks like somebody maybe fabricated this deal. That's what you just said.
I said this thing that you sent me. It looks like it's not like an original email. It almost looks like a photocopy.
A photocopy. The only thing I can think of is if I had it in a PDF, mm-hmm. like if I scanned it and then I took my phone and screenshot it, that could be it. But you're saying it looks like a photocopy of like something. I have to ask, just because you're the investigator and you're doing an investigation. Has it ever been brought up that maybe this is a fabricated document by maybe me?
I have.
What I'm saying is you're saying a photocopy. Does it appear not from me or somebody? Because they're saying never sent it, never received it, and the other ones. I mean, and you mentioned that it could have been a photo. Does it throw up a red flag, I guess, to you or to anybody else that maybe this is just a fabricated document?
No, it to be honest with you, it doesn't, because there's thousands of documents that I've reviewed so far. So I really couldn't be honest with you to tell you what looks like a photocopy and what doesn't. Because even the original contract looks blurry and fuzzy.
Tell me this, do they even acknowledge having the meeting with the district attorney?
Oh, yes, sir. Mark told me that he specifically remembers you there and you were recording him.
Not at the district. Well, I wish I were. That's the whole thing. I have to be honest. I don't have that recorded meeting of Mark DeBosia's office. I recorded that meeting. But what I don't have is the meeting when we went to the district attorney's office. That's the part that the information that came out in the current chronological document, that information, and then that's what I sent you, where Senator Mills is asking to Kevin Davis to be clear about what this additional money in that PW version 1 was originally obligated for, and that's what led to all the meetings. So because we had finally got our finger on what had been hidden from Ben Palia and the Drainage District and others, these attorneys, and bottom line, that's what led to the meeting in Calcasieu where Mark DeBosia, Ben Palia, which just so happened to be there, Ben Palia, the person that really wanted that, you know, that I was me that wanted the meeting, but Kevin Davis is the one that made the meeting happen. So when Kevin Davis made them, you know, he's the one made it. He was the director. He made those guys come with him. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, what did they say? I mean, in that, they had to mention, what did we have? What was that meeting all about? Like, why did everybody go to Calcasieu Parish to meet with the district attorney?
That was not part of what I asked him about. I just asked him about this chronological report that you had sent me.
See, my communication with the colonel and my communication with the legislators, and that's how the legislators asked just to be brought to Baton Rouge instead of in Calcasieu Parish, mm-hmm. is to find it. The whole thing is find out what happened in that meeting at the district attorney's office, because that was some very important information that was provided to the district attorney by Kevin Davis. And after that time is when Mark DeBosia put this email together to Ben Palia, and that's I got it after that date through a public records request.
And I understand what you're saying, but if without a record of what that meeting was, what was discussed in that meeting, that's an impossible request.
Well, it's not impossible, because the good thing is, but there's emails to support why we originally set up meetings that led to that discussion. Bottom line, Senator Mills said, I want to know what was that money in PW1, what was it originally obligated for based upon the Drainage District's requests? Like, bottom line, you look at the email, there's an email there to Kevin Davis, and then immediately after that, we have meetings, face-to-face meetings, but then after that, it leads to Ben Mark DeBosia, Kevin Davis getting that group of people and saying, let's go to the district attorneys based upon my request to state, to clear the water. This is the truth. These are the facts. And that's where I was like, that's this whole part of what I'm trying to get is for them to admit what was discussed in that meeting. Like, I mean, we didn't go there to, play bingo. I mean, we went at a whole team of people based upon Senator Mills and my request. They didn't go there for nothing. They didn't take that whole team of people. I mean, right now, the director is a very powerful person. Back then, he was very powerful. Kevin Davis was. He's not going to leave Baton Rouge with a whole team of people and go sitting with me, some coon ass, in Lake Charles for nothing. He did that for a purpose. And the purpose he did that was to clear the air about what the truth was.
And again, Mr. Billy, if we were not at that meeting, I cannot tell you what happened at that meeting.
State police was in the meeting, though.
And that was Investigator Hebert.
State police refused to supplement the report. That's what's frustrating. And that's where it's like, why? Where's that? I mean, state police does investigations. They do some sort of, when they're involved in investigation, involved in matters like that, normally, it's my understanding, they record and or they have some sort of document they put together after the fact. And he told me, well, you know, he refused to, right, walking out, me just asking him. But I said, something has to happen. And since then, talking to legislators and meetings through lobbyists, all these people, attorneys, the whole nine yards, trying to get our finger on this, and the proof that me and my attorney at the time didn't do nothing illegal, just so happens to be the governor now, Jeff Lander and myself did nothing illegal. We didn't, and so in that we had this information would approve that Jeff Lander had a reasonable cause for filing the lien. And that for some reason now all of a sudden now it appears nobody knows nothing about it. Even though you can, Eamon, I got it through a public records request. And they seem to know so much about what, yes, this happened, no, that didn't happen. They seem to be very much on key of what's been going on, but they can't remember, they don't remember this email.
And I understand that, which is why we asked you, Mr. Billy, exactly what you wanted. You said that you wanted us to look into this chronological report. So I did. I contacted both of them. Both of them denied knowing anything about it. And they also both pointed out inconsistencies in it. So, I mean,
and those inconsistencies, did you record those meetings? Can I get that through a public records request from you?
No, sir. Those I didn't record those. That was just a phone conversation.
So none of that information was recorded. You don't have nothing to prove that you even had the. Do you have anything in writing that in a report that you did contact him and they said you said you went line by line. Do you have anything I'll be able to get through from state police to show that, hey, this man tried, and this is what these people told him?
Sir, Lieutenant Bosworth, look, I want to make sure that you were clear about our office's mission with this request. What is it your understanding that we were doing in Baton Rouge?
Bottom line, what I've been seeking was...
No, sir. Not what you were seeking. What were you told that Baton Rouge field office was going to do with this issue?
Based upon my request, they were going to supplement the report of what happened when we had to get to the bottom of what happened in that meeting with the district attorney, with Kevin Davis. And who was the director at the time? Kevin Davis was the director, not Mark DeBosier.
Okay,
not
sir. What?
That was my understanding. You're asking me, and I'm telling you, okay. My understanding was that it was going to be documented like it should have been documented when we had the meeting with state police at the time, was to find out what happened in that meeting.
Okay, well,
put that in a report.
Well, no, we're not just going to blatantly put something in a report and just say, yeah, we'll take care of it. We're going to actually review it. Now, that was what our position was. We were directed, go ahead and look at this case. It was written several years ago. It was already investigated. And then a review of this case was conducted as well. And then so now we're doing another review of the case. And I want to make sure that that's what you understood. We're not investigating it or opening it up. We're trying to review the case that at hand to make sure that it was consistent with how we handle business normally. And that's what Sergeant Friedman's trying to tell you, is that we wanted to take it a step further and talk to you to make sure what it is that you were asking. Like, we didn't just want to say, yeah, we'll look.
Yeah, that's what I was asking from elected officials and the colonel, et cetera, was when there was, and I met with the previous superintendents for state police, and they said, when you have an investigation and there's new evidence, just like what happened, they did the original investigation. Then there was new evidence, which was that meeting, which was these witnesses coming to the table saying, this is what happened. This is the truth. This is what happened. So I've been reaching out to state police and elected officials saying, from the original police report that was so well put together in detail, then after that, there was another new evidence, individuals coming to the table saying, this is the truth. This is the facts. And state police, to this day, has refused, or for whatever reasons, to put that in a report that, hey, this is our original report. As soon as after this was finished, there was new evidence that came about, which was the director of GOSAP and his team came to Calcasieu Parish. They had a meeting. This is what was discussed.
I understand
afterwards,
that, sir.
They put a chronology document. So my point is the evidence. What my understanding was, you asked me what my understanding was that the evidence that came about after that report was put together, that
but that's what we're saying, sir, is that there is no new evidence. We wanted to make sure that you were heard and that we understood exactly. I don't know if you were asked this before, but what was the important thing? And you said the chronological document. You sent it to us. We reviewed it. And then Sergeant Freeman reached out to both of them, and neither one of them said that it was accurate and that they recall it. So as far as just having the document, you know, there's no new evidence that we're going to add to the case itself.
Well, the evidence that my understanding was that evidence was that email was I assumed that was considered evidence. It was something that happened at the later date from that original police report. And in that chronology document, it was different information than what was provided in the original police report. So as my understanding, that would be considered new evidence. And that information in that email and what happened in that meeting was after the original police report. The original police report, just to say, that was my understanding. And look, I'm not an investigator. You guys are. So you might be telling me something that you're right on. And I might be the one that just don't understand. But my understanding was if there's a report, after I met with certain people, previous state troopers, et cetera, they said, when you have an original report or you have a report and something happens, you get this new evidence after. And there's my understanding that a meeting after that would be considered new evidence. And this chronology document, which is dated at a later date, which was I considered that as new evidence. I assumed, just like I've been told, that at that point state police would consider this new evidence and then say, wait a minute, we had this original report. This is new evidence that came about after pertaining to the same situation. We need to put this information in there. That was based upon that, my request. That was what I was hoping for. That's what I was asking for. And that's what my understanding was going to happen.
And what it sounds like, Mr. Billy, you keep using the word new evidence, but just because something is written doesn't mean it's accurate or that it even has relevance or a purpose to it. And which is why, again, I'm going to circle back and tell you, Mr. Palia and Mr. DeBogier both denied writing it and even instead said that it was full of inconsistencies. So just because something's new doesn't mean that it's making it evidence. I'm trying to help you understand that.
From your point of view, if you're the detective and I'm not, I'll have to just to say hang up with you, ask my lawyer and different people and go, okay, what is that? Explain to me why that doesn't, you know, and look, it's not your job to have to explain to me. I get that. But I know you're trying and I appreciate that. I'm just, what I've always tried to do was find out, get state police. They did such a good job with the first report and they didn't have no problem documenting, meeting with people, putting it on video, the whole nine yards. They did and copied and pasted everything the district attorney's office gave them or the attorneys for the drainage district gave them. They copied and pasted all that, put in the report. And then after that, something huge happened. And for some reason, that we can't get that in the report for whatever reasons. I that's the part I don't understand. They had no problem putting everything else that they put in that report. Like you said, it's so much. They had no problem doing that. Then this happens, this meeting afterwards, and this chronology document with other emails that I have, and then all of a sudden, I don't understand how that can't be put in the same, just to say, added as new evidence in that report. I'll have to hang when I do get with my lawyer. I have to ask them, and then you know. And look, I appreciate y'all doing what y'all could. I mean, you said you talked to them and they denied.
Yes,
so it is what it is. If they're denying it, and I just don't understand how they can deny an email that they put together that I got through a public records request that the legal counsel for GOSAP at the time, Ms. Heyman, is the one that gave it to me based upon my request. So, I mean, that's the main thing. The information in that report is what I was asking. That information, which was what was also discussed in the meeting, you're saying that, you know, they're saying they had a meeting, but they won't say, nobody's saying what the meeting was. Can I ask you that, though? They had a meeting, but nothing was asked. What was the meeting? What was said in the meeting? Discussed nothing about the meeting. And that's the one thing they acknowledge happened in the chronological order, the chronology document. They at least admit that they did have a meeting with the district attorney in Calcasieu.
If I'm trying to recall the conversation, I do believe that Mark DeBogier did agree that there was some kind of meeting with the district attorney's office out there. But again, I didn't go into it with him about it because I was just asking him about this document that you sent me.
Can I ask, just because I will keep going back to my senators and others and saying, look, they're talking to these people. It's not a big problem. They got their contact information. Can we at least get something recorded from them on what happened in this meeting? Like, that's what we, you know, because think about it. If it's being said that now our governor, who is now our governor, did something illegal, and it's now there's evidence to support he did not, including me, putting me and him doing this, and now there's evidence to clear our name, and state police is on the phone with these people, can I ask y'all, would y'all be willing to ask them, okay, if you had this meeting, why did y'all have this meeting and what was discussed? And on top of that, you're talking to two people. Did you by any chance talk to Kevin Davis? I mean, I know Kevin Davis is not in the chronology document, but he was the director that made the meeting happen. Like, he was the director. You're talking to two people that were the ones that you actually helped orchestrate some very questionable activity, especially Ben Blyer, because Ben Blyer produced an affidavit, which was the smoking gun in this case, against which was used as a smoking gun, that, you know, you're asking him what his thoughts on all these things are. And of course, you know, his testimony in the affidavit is questionable compared to the information we have in now, and especially compared to what's in that chronology document. And when I was in the meeting, so I was there, and I know what we would discuss. I know why we were there in the first place, but is there any way possible you can, those two guys, but I would also ask, you add Kevin Davis, because Kevin Davis is the one heading the meeting. I mean, he was the director. These guys were just guys that he told to be there. Like, they were ordered to be there. That's why they were there. So is there any way possible we could get in this and a recorded conversation with them that, hey, didn't you guys have this meeting? Y'all acknowledge you had a meeting. Why did y'all have this meeting and what was it discussed? Because they seem to remember a lot about the details of what did and didn't happen in the chronology document. They may remember what happened in the meeting.
I understand that. They did say that they were at the meeting, but that the meeting had nothing to do with your request of looking into this chronology report. At the time now, I can tell you they both stated that they didn't author the document, so I can't just put it into a report just because you're asking me to.
It's an email I got from the government, and that's what I don't understand, why the state police can't take a document that you could even get from the government, that department, and say, well, you're saying you didn't put this together, but it just so happens to be in the files that you can get through public records requests. So my point is if anybody else can just go get it, but, you know, and you're saying, like, we can't put it in there. It's a government document that was received through a public records request. I mean, you could go just to say, do the same thing and say, look, Mr. Broussard got it this way. I mean, it's not that way. It proves that, you know, he mentioned that it looked like it was a picture of or whatever. It'll prove, well, Mr. Broussard didn't make this up. It actually, anybody else can get it through a public records request. And I mean, that's what, you know, I guess, you know, you know, that's my point. It's a government document. It's something I got from the government, and you could get it a lot easier than it took me to get it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, don't you agree with that? I mean, if you can get a government document, it's a government, it's the government's. You know, and then if you ask for it and you get it through the government, it proves that I didn't make it up, you know, or you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, it just, I find that I don't understand why it's government, it's the government, state of Louisiana, it's in their files.
And you, I can't verify that that came from that public records request. So, going again, and look, we are circling and circling and circling, Mr. Billy. I've told you, I've reached out to the supposed authors of this document. Both of them denied writing it. I can't just put in a document that you're claiming is new evidence. Investigations don't work like that. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, I've never, if you don't mind, I don't know what to say at this point. I'm going to have to go do get with some different individuals and try to find out, you know, how, since this is new to me, I never thought that they would say that they didn't, that it's not their document and practically they never seen it before. So, I mean, this is throwing a big wrench in it that they're claiming, you know, that nope, it's not our, you know, we didn't offer that. So, you could get the document too through the government, so I don't, you know.
Yeah, but Mr. Billy, so what we were saying though is that we were tasked with reviewing the current report, which we did, and Sergeant Friedman did an outstanding job and spent a lot of time on it, doing something that had been done two other times before. We wanted to take it a step further and get the chronology report, but the issue is though is that it's there's no new evidence. They both denied having written it, having done all that. So this is kind of where we stop with this, because we took it a step further. Even we didn't just review what was in it. We also asked you for any additional stuff. You sent it to us, but it's just not going to be added to the
report. I don't blame you, sir. I don't blame you.
So that's why I'm just trying to tell. I'm not trying to get your hopes up for anything. I'm just trying to we're just trying to be direct with you that appropriate amount of time had been spent on this, and as we are right now, nothing's going to change as far as on our end right now. I just want to make sure that we're clear about that, okay?
Or if you don't mind, I've had meetings with the director of GOSAP, and me and him emailed back and forth the other day. We're waiting on something else to happen, and we're supposed to be hopefully meeting again soon. If you don't mind, if we get, because he told me that there's certain documents that had to exist, and he went to get them, and they were not there. So that puts a big question on, like, why don't these particular documents exist that he's talking about? So if you don't mind, I'm gonna get with him, and we'll try to get to the bottom more of what's going on with that, and.
That's fine, sir. I encourage you to do what you got to do, you know, to handle the situation as you see best fit. I just know that on our end, as far as this request for this additional review, we're considering it closed at this point, as far as being tasked with the review, as well as the having you add the chronological report for our review. So as far as this current request is, we're considering it closed. And I want to make sure that that you understood that from our perspective as of right now, okay?
I hear what you're saying. I will be trying to get, I may be circling back around and saying, okay, now I have this new information that we're hopefully going to be getting here, maybe something else in the near future. So I appreciate your time. I mean, I guess that's all I can ask for, is that y'all did look into it, and these people are not claiming these documents were theirs and they never seen them.
Sure, and we appreciate your patience and cooperation with us as well.
I appreciate it. And again, and please don't take it personal for me being upset. I'm not blaming y'all. I'm just trying, you know, this is a completely caught me off guard by them saying that it wasn't theirs, whether, you know, they never seen these documents. But again, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm sure we'll talk in the future. Thank you.
Okay, sir. No problem. You have a good evening.
Take care.
Bye.